Sovereign in Allah, in Allah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu tawbah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يصبر له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين على القاص محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أهل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الأرض إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
My respected brothers, we were lucky, we had the month of fasting. And our enemy, who was Iblis, who was Shaitan, were locked up. But now he is not. Maybe we were not very pious during the month of fasting. When Iblis was locked up and we were unable to be pious, then now we can think about us, how miserable will be our situation. The month of fasting, that is the month of self-building. And by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I hope all of us done a lot, achieved a lot, and inshallah, until and up to next month of fasting, we will be alive. And during all these 11 months, we will try our best to go ahead with the few we got during this month, to move forward, to move on Sirat-e-Mustaqim. But while we will try to move on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, lot of times we will face attacks and whisperings of Shayateen. What we need, we should be conscious, God-fearing, trying to have taqwa every moment of our life in our hearts. And inshallah, then we will be successful. And when we will be leaving this world, inshallah, with perfect iman, with welcoming of our imams, and especially Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the grave we will be welcomed by him. And inshallah, next journey, next phase, will be one of the best phase of our lives. Today, I am going to share a dialogue between Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Iblis. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was 30 years old, one day he was next to Masjid al-Aqsa, Baitul Muqaddas. Iblis came in front of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and then he started to praise him, his dignity, his knowledge, is different virtues. So here is important, this dialogue for us. What Iblis was saying and what was the reply of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Because most of the time, as Iblis approached to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, likewise, everybody is being approached by Iblis in the same way. We all love ourselves. And we love the people should praise us, people should talk about us, and whenever the people are talking about us, they are praising us, at that time we are becoming proud. So here is the point, how much we are involved in love of self and how we can control ourselves not to be obedient servant of Iblis, but instead we should try our best to be obedient servant of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I request, please, in Friday sermon when you are here, please listen, be attentive and listen carefully. This is not playground. It's better if you don't sit together. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when Iblis told him, O Isa, you are the great. Why? Because you have been born without father. Then instead of being proud, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, I am not great, but great is someone who made me without father. Then next step Iblis said, O Isa, you are great. You don't know, when you were a child, at that time, when you were just few days old, you were talking with the people. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam replied, I am not great, but great is someone who gave me the ability to talk when I was few days old. Then Iblis came with other angle and he said, Isa, do you know you are able from soil, you are making birds, live birds. So this is your dignity, your greatness. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, no, my Lord is great, who gave me this authority and ability to make birds from the soil. Then he said, Isa, you never go in any uni. You're not student of anyone, but anyone who is sick, having any kind of disease, you are just blowing and they are cured. So you are great. And this miraculous power is only and only in you. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, no, my Lord is great, who gave me the ability to cure the people. If he did not like with one disease, I will die myself. Then Iblis said, you are great, and no one has this authority, this power, this miraculous power. When someone is dead, no one can make alive a dead body. But you are someone who has the ability to make alive to the dead people. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, never you heard, whenever I am making alive to a dead person, always I am saying, Kum bi idhnillah. If I am doing something, that is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me this ability and He has given, granted me the permission, and then I am giving life to the dead people. Then he said, Isa, you are very humble. Don't you think you are a great person? No one has ability like you, skills like you. No one can walk on the water of rivers and oceans. But when you are going into the rivers and in the oceans, you are not sinking down. You are walking as you are walking on the land. So this is just your miraculous power. Isa al-Islam said, this capability is also given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not from me. And he said, after a few years, you will be raised up. You will be above from all planets and heavens. And this is your greatness. No one will be higher than you. And then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, if I will be there, so that will be only and only due to the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Friday sermon is just like prayer. As prayer cannot be valid if you are not facing towards Qibla. Likewise, Friday sermon is not valid if you are facing to south and east or right or left. Please make sure and convey this message to other everyone. If you can't sit, go and sit on a chair. But always when you are sitting in Friday sermon, be attentive. Nobody is allowed to talk. Nobody is allowed to see right and left. Nobody is allowed to see right or left. Always the direction should be towards Qibla. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now, with 6-7 angels, Iblis approached Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And if there was one of us, we were proud in front of him, and definitely we had said, yes, this is my authority, this is my power, this is my capability. I can give life to the dead people, I can cure the sick people, I can walk on the water. So we were trying to be arrogant and proud. And that is the point from where Iblis is approaching in our thoughts, coming into us and spoiling us. As Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, from any angle he was coming, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam rejected and he said, whatever I am, whatever my knowledge, whatever my skills, whatever my position, everything is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day he will decide, and the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, he was raised up. He was not among the people anymore. So as Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he trusted in God and he was saying and understanding everything has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when people are appreciating our skills, we should never be arrogant, we should never be proud, and we should never say, yes, this is from me, this is from my family, this is from my children, this is from my son, this is from my father, this is from my brother. Always we have to say, whatever we have, this is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So one day, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked Iblis, Iblis, were you able to penetrate into me? Were you able to whisper me and deviate me anytime? What was the reply of Iblis? He said, never. I tried my best, but I was never successful. And he told the reason. Iblis said, the wife of Hazrat Imran alayhi salam, when she had daughter Maryam, at that time she said, oh Allah, I already said, whatever the child I will have, that will be your servant. You gave me daughter, I am giving this daughter under your protection. Oh Allah, protect this my daughter and her generations from whispering of shayateen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of wife of Imran. So that's why Maryam was protected. And due to dua of your grandmother, you are also protected from my whispering. And you are never deviated by my whispering. So now here is very important point for us, for our parents, for our generations. It is not only I should say for myself, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. But whenever we are having children, whenever we are planning for children, because when we are planning for conception of a child, and if we are not saying this, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, at the time of conception of the child, Iblis is also participating. And that's why throughout the life, that child is servant of Iblis. So as the grandmother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam protected her generations from whispering of shayateen, so likewise, each and every one of us should pray for others, should pray and should do dua, and also should arrange different things which are important so that we should be able to protect our children from the deviation and the whispering of shayateen. Salawat. So, this enemy, Iblis, who is unseen, and according to Quran is very, very weak. Then why we are, all the time we are saying that Iblis asked me to do this, or he controlled me, or he done it. He is weak. If Iblis is able to control us or whisper us, it means we are weaker than Iblis as well. Otherwise, as a mankind, as a believer, we are very, very strong. Our nur, our light of iman is very strong. The different skills of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us are very strong. But why Iblis is changing us? Why all the time we are angry and we are under the control of Iblis? Because we have made ourselves weakest. So we should try our best not to go under the control of Iblis and Shayateen, and we should be cautious whenever some idea, some thought is coming. We have to analyze, we have to think, we should be patient, and inshallah after 1 day or 2 day or 3 day or 1 week, easily we will be able to understand, yes, this idea was from the Iblis and I have rejected. And once we will feel, I have rejected the ideas of Iblis, I did not follow him, that is the point where we will be happy. Where we will feel this, yes, now I am strong. I can reject him, I can defeat him, and inshallah throughout our lives, we should be able to defeat Iblis and his followers, Shayateen, maybe among human beings, or maybe among jinn. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد. بني السماوات والأرض في الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل معلوم وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أبينا أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحضي
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم اعلنا ظهورا انهم يرونه بعيدا نراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونسمع منكم This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us for the followers and lovers of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
This phase of life will not be granted again, will not be given again. Whatever we want to do, we can do now. Once we are dead, then the opportunity to do anything that will finish. So in Quran, it has been said, many people at the day of judgment, they will say, Allah, give us one opportunity. Send us back into the world and then we will show you, how pious we are and how good we are in good deeds. But Allah will say, now that chance has been finished. So the phase of life we are in now is the time we can do something. We can save something for our future. As in last sermon I said 5 points, we can keep happy ourselves. Until and unless we are not happy, we will not be successful. We need to have feeling of happiness in ourselves. We need to have feeling of success in ourselves so that we should get more fuel, more energy to go ahead. If all the time we are depressed, if all the time we are down, we are sad, we cannot work, we cannot go ahead. We will not have energy to move. We will not have energy to walk. So these 5 points are very, very basic points. But if we follow these points, inshallah, we will have a happy life. Once we are happy, we will be successful here and hereafter. Those 5 points are, number one, free your heart from hatred. Don't have any kind of kina or vows or hatred or animosity in your hearts against anyone. Number two, free your mind from worries. If you are worried for something, you cannot do anything. Because once Allah has decided to take back something, you cannot stop. If Allah has decided to give you something, He will give you. So there is no need to be worried. Number three, live simply. Have a simple life. Dress-wise, habits-wise, food-wise, attitude-wise, everything try to make simple. Number four, give more to the needy people. Number five, expect less from the people. The main problem is when we are expecting a lot from other people. We are not doing ourselves a lot for others, but we are expecting more. So this expectation is killing us, killing our happiness. Inshallah, we'll try our best to follow these 5 points. There is a saying of Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. حب الدنيا يفسد العقل. The love of this world and worldly things, that will corrupt our brain, corrupt our thoughts, corrupt our iman, ويسم القلب عن سماع الحكمة. And the حب الدنيا, this love of this world, will stop or will make our heart not to listen, not to hear the words of hikmah. Whenever any good thing is coming, so this is حب الدنيا, which is making barrier. We are listening. So sometimes we are not listening, we are sitting, we are not paying attention. Secondly, if we are listening, after listening, we are not trying to follow. Why? Because the barrier of حب الدنيا comes, and that is making us not to go ahead to listen what is good, what is best for me and for my future. And Imam alayhi salam furthermore he had, وَيُجِبُ عَلِيمَ الْإِقَابِ. And this حب الدنيا will bring for you عليم الإقاب, the worst of the torture, the painful torture will come through حب الدنيا. We have been, this earth has been made for us. Whatever is available on that is for us. We have been created here. We have to use these things, but according to our needs. What is حب الدنيا? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have given you brain, get knowledge, get skills, work hard, keep whatever is necessary for you, only for your needs, keep that for you, and rest you have to circulate. Especially those who are poor, those who are orphan, so they need more. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally, He is giving us more. We are thinking, this was my planning. I got a lot of profit. I made, tonight I work and I made 500 pounds. And we are usually thinking, because I was awakening, so that's why I got all this. But this was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who planned to give you more. And He is going to test us. When I have given Him more, how much He is keeping for His own personal requirement, and what is extra, how much He is dividing among the people who are waiting for Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us. In another thing, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam said, Ad-dunya asgaru wa ahkaru wa andaru. Dunya is nothing. This is very, very minute, small thing. Ahkar, it is haqir. Wa andaru, this is nothing. Min an tuta'a fiha al-hiqad. And Imam alayhi salam said, haq, that is kina, that is grudge. Imam alayhi salam said, this word, this is nothing. This is haqir. This is very, very little, very minute. Why? For this word and worldly things, you are inculcating this grudge in your hearts for other. You will die, you will leave everything here. Your heart is not for this worldly thing. Your heart is for the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we believe, and definitely we believe, in the sayings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we also believe after our death, the first one who is going to meet us, who is going to see us in the grave, is Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And he knew the reality of this world. He is saying, حب الدنيا will kill you, will spoil you, will scratch out your religion, your iman, and your attitude, and your akhlaq, and you will lose everything. Just for this. Look, 42 years, Qaddafi, he was having everything. He introduced the new things. His personal guards were just young females. Whatever he introduced, he done in this world, maybe many things, he introduced new things. When he was king, he was doing. But today, there is no place he should hide himself. No one is ready to accept him as a guest. Like Saddam, like Fir'aun, people will die. And maybe these people for 30 or 40 years, they were enjoying. hence, if you see internally, they were not enjoying their life. They were at trouble, they were worried. But if apparently the people say, yes, they were enjoying, but what is happening with them today? What kind of end they had? And I think there will be no one who should cry for Qaddafi, and there will be no one, there was no one who should cry for Saddam. These are tyrant people. These are people of hope of dunya. So we should see their future. We should. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Siru fil ard. Go and visit the world and see what happened with the old nation, with the old ummahs, and how I behave with them, and what kind of future is waiting for you. And lastly, I would like to say thank you to all of you. Because Imam alayhi salam said, La yashkurul makhlub, lam yashkurul khaliq. Someone who is not being thankful to the people will never be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are doing good, when people are favoring, when people are joining the network of Amar bil Ma'ruf, so we have to be thankful to them. We must appreciate them. And as a human being, this is our nature. We need to listen to these words. But all of you, whatever you have done, that you done for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your actual reward is with Him. But from our side, really from the depth of our heart, we are thankful to each and every individual of you who are coming in Mahi Mubarak Ramadan here, who are attending recitation of Quran, attending dua, attending majalis, attending iftar, attending namaz jamaat. And your donations, your time, your skills, your beauty, your sympathies, your love, you were sharing throughout the Ramadan with each other. Whenever you were coming with smiles. And that is a great deed, good deed. Just coming with a smiling face and giving a little happiness to your sister and brother in Iman. Alhamdulillah, that was by tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are nothing. We cannot pay or we cannot return. We cannot say thank you because we are nothing. But inshallah, Muhammad wa ala Muhammad alayhi wa salam, they are respecting you. They respect you. They oblige you. You have privilege next to them. But is this end? No. This was beginning. We need to go ahead. We need to improve the level of our spirituality, the level of our iman, the level of our behavior, the level of our attitude. You know, those animals who are living in homes and those who are living in forests and jungles, their behavior is totally different. So likewise, when we are living in our houses, when we are living in communities, we need totally different kinds of attitude. How to live at home and how to live among the people. So we are learning. But during learning, we must be very, very careful. People are coming here to enjoy. People are coming here to get happiness. People are coming here to keep happy their Lord. If any of our action, any of our word will hurt anyone, so maybe he will not turn up again. And maybe all of the sins, or all of the negligence, or all of grudge he is promoting in his heart, we are responsible due to our attitude, due to our words. So each and every one of us, you know, sometimes when we are poor, when we are all alone, at that time we are needy. Our attitude is different. When we are having big family, lot of cousins, lot of friends, at that time we are arrogant because we are not needy. So that's why we are not paying any attention to anyone. And because we are not needy, that's why we are arrogant. We are thinking, okay, if he will not come, if he will not drop with me, I don't care, I don't bother. But And in Quran, Allah has said, at the day of judgment, your sister, your brother, your father, your wife, no one will be there over there to help you. You will be the individual who will face the accountability. So for everything we are doing here, we have to face the accountability. And inshallah, we should try our best. Our attitude, our sayings, our actions, so should be best of the attitude, best of the charity we have to do, best of the attitude we have to reflect, best of the akhlaq we have to share with the people, so that we have to transfer this good culture in our children. And when the next generation will come, they will be very, very rich in good culture and in the culture of piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of our 12th Imam as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the level of unity among us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the level of sincerity and loyalty among us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna atayna al-kawthar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'ka huwal abtar. Allah.